morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 23rd, 2020. Well, you know, normally I don't use a subject from one of the sermons that I just preached as a subject for my morning devotion. However, the Lord blessed me with a thought yesterday while preparing for the sermon, and I think it's a great idea for a devotion, so I thought I'd share that with you today. So yesterday I was preaching on the temptation of Jesus, and the Bible tells us that in Matthew in chapter number 4 that Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, and he was tempted of the devil. And so as I was studying for the message and I was thinking about that word tempting, I found out that that word means a whole lot more than what I had originally thought. The word tempted means to be scrutinized or to entice. And so think about that. Every set of circumstances that come to us in our lives, they can either be for scrutiny or for enticement. They can be for testing or for tempting. It all depends on your perspective. It all depends on whose perspective you're looking from. If you're looking from God's perspective, he's looking at a set of circumstances that come into our lives, and he's looking to them as a proving ground. Now, Satan may be meaning to tempt us with those circumstances, but God has it for us as a proving ground. And so there's an example of that. The book of Genesis, chapter number 50 and verse number 19, where it says, "And Joseph said unto them, Fear not, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive." And what Joseph is talking about, Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. They sold him, and eventually Joseph became the slave of Potiphar, and they meant for evil to come to Joseph because of that. Really, they hoped that Joseph would be killed, and they wouldn't be responsible for murder. They would just be responsible for selling him into slavery. But what they meant for evil, God meant for good. God used that situation to preserve the nation of Israel, to preserve all of Joseph and his brothers, and to preserve the life of Israel. And so what they meant for evil, God meant for good. And again, so here you have it, this set of circumstances. Joseph is being sold into slavery. His brothers mean evil to come by it, and God means for good to come from it. And so we want to see today that as we face the circumstances of our lives, that they can either be, we can either see them as a temptation from Satan, enticement to do evil, or we can see them as a trial, a proving ground, if you would, a place for God to prove his power in us, where he can work according to his good will and his good pleasure. So as we think about the temptation in the desert that Jesus faced, we recognize that God put Jesus in that position to prove that he was worthy to be king, to prove that he was the lamb worthy for sacrifice. Now, so the temptations in the desert were a proving ground for Jesus. But Satan, on the other hand, he saw those temptations differently. He saw those circumstances differently. He put those circumstances in the life of Jesus to destroy Jesus. He thought that Jesus would fail. If he presented to him the glory of the world, who doesn't desire to have glory? Surely Jesus would also put a father to the test to try the father's keeping of him. So Satan put these circumstances in front of Jesus to tempt him, yet God was using them as a proving ground. And so today I want you to think about your own life, and I want you to realize that as the sons of God, the circumstances which you face in life are a proving ground too. I want you to see that the temptations which you face are places where God can prove His power at work in your life. So how will you view those temptations of your life today? If you are tempted to lust, will you see that as a temptation or a testing? Will you give in to the flesh, or will you trust in the power of God to give you the ability to flee youthful lust? When the desire to gossip presents itself, will you give freedom to your lips and gossip, or will you give the Spirit, the power of your tongue, and follow what Psalms 34:13 says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. And so as that opportunity to gossip comes, will you pray for the Holy Spirit to guard your lips so that you don't gossip, or will you allow the flesh to run free? And so every circumstance, every situation is an opportunity for us. It can either be a temptation or a testing. David Platt, in his commentary on Matthew, talks about this. Listen to this quote. It's a lengthy quote, but listen. I feel this temptation continually in my own life. At every point, I am prone to sin. My mind is susceptible to wandering, and I am tempted to think unmentionable thoughts when I see an attractive woman who is not my wife. My heart is bent towards pride, and I am tempted to compete with other pastors over who is more spiritual and more successful. I am tempted to cut moral corners in order to gain personal advantage over others. I am prone to pretense and hypocrisy, tempted to lie to make myself look better, and to call people to do what I'm not willing to do myself. I am prone to desire the glory which is due to God alone. I am keenly, if not frighteningly, aware that one wrong look, one inappropriate meeting, one rash decision, one fleeting moment could wreak spiritual havoc on my life. And so he wants to be aware of these situations so he can protect himself. So think about that. How can we protect ourselves from such dangers? We can face these temptations with either in our own power or the power of God. We can face these temptations with our own righteousness or in the righteousness of Christ. We can see the circumstances of life as a temptation or as a proving ground. God has given you the victory through Jesus Christ. I thought today during my sermon, just think about this, when Jesus presents himself to his Father, and he will be able to say, of all which you have given me, I have lost nothing. He, as our great substitute, has stood in our place. Through his righteousness, we are declared just. Now, forever, we are the sons of God. We stand victorious. The day of temptation did not overcome Jesus. It will not overcome us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If we trust in him and we see the opportunity as a proving ground for God to show his power in us, we will be victorious because he is more than conquerors through him. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So today, a proving ground, a testing ground, or a temptation. How are you going to face your circumstances today? Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for the victory which we have in Jesus. We thank you that Jesus has overcome the devil for us. I pray today that you will help your people to see that the circumstances of their lives are their proving grounds. They can prove the power of God which will overcome the flesh as they trust in you. Thank you for that power in us through the name of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Off to a good week. The week of Thanksgiving. Until tomorrow. This is Brother Mark signing off.